It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. This is episode 269. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a cut on my arm. It hurts.
What do you think it was from? Was it from when you were harvesting in the
I don't know. I have to tell you, I don't know where the hell it came from. It's like a little gash.
Oh my God. Do you think that maybe someone drugged you and cut you on the arm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's funny. We were talking about something like that a little while ago.
Do you think that's what happened to you?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Interesting. We're here to talk about Happily Ever After, season 8, episode 5. I hope your cut doesn't really distract from that.
No, it won't. It's just like, you know, when you have like a cut with like a little scab, I'm not going to pick the scab off, but you keep rubbing it.
Yeah.
It's like a hard place on my arm.
Well, I hope it gets easier.
I hope it gets easier too.
If you guys want to hear more of this, go over to patreon.com/trash talk podcast, where we have our favorite podcast, BS. We also have my favorite podcast, Recycled with Noel and Michael, that it's covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2. And also this week, they covered something so fun, Crossroads by Britney Spears.
Hell yeah, we did. It was so fun. Britney Spears, Zoe Saldana, and Taryn Manning.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow. That's really great, Noel. Good for you.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Yeah. Yes. If you guys want to hear more stuff, we also have So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, and Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast. But right now, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Happily Ever After, season 8, episode 5.
Okay, so this week we got Patrick and Thais. Next week we get Lauren and Alexi. Is that the name?
See.
Okay, that's who comes next week. So I'm telling you, there is no more Angela and Michael.
May they rest in peace.
Yeah, bye. That's fine. I'm fine with this.
I'm fine with it. I mean, I might have wanted to see it, but okay.
Did you?
I know.
I get scared because I feel like I'm going to smell her dragon breath one day through my television.
You have smell-o-vision?
Yeah. I mean, imagine having smell-o-vision.
No, there's a lot of shows I wouldn't
terrible.
Watch anymore.
Oh, no. I know. You would have a nervous breakdown. I think that your sensory overload would be sensory overloaded.
Yeah, I'm not good with smells, but I will tell you, I have been doing some training through the television.
Uh-huh.
If you guys want to hear more about my new career.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing these training videos. I'm training to be a reconstructive plastic surgeon.
You should see the selfie that her colleague sent her.
My colleagues are so funny. Like, honestly, we're getting very, very close.
Oh, God. That was so funny.
We are getting very close. I've learned how to do so many revisions, so many corrections.
What's your specialized? Right now,
what I'm specializing in is when, okay, you ever see like breast implants and they turn into like a uniboob?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm learning how to sew the skin in the middle down to the chest bone and put a little bit of mesh in each side underneath the skin to just build the skin up a little bit and then separate the implants.
When you say mesh, like, what do you mean exactly?
Like a small piece of mesh. It's a surgical mesh. And I sew it to the inside of the skin.
Interesting.
Inside the implant pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your specialty.
So far. I mean, listen, I'm still new.
Okay.
So if you guys want to hear more about my career as a Ford certified plastic surgeon, then just check it out. Go over there to BS and I'll tell you all about my new career.
Yeah, I need you to go listen to BS now. And you can also listen to BS and hear me laugh about Mr. Lion.
Oh, man. All right. So let's jump into the pool with Emily and Kobe.
Okay.
I do think some of this is staged. I'm going to explain it.
Okay. I mean, I believe this. It's pretty annoying.
All right. So they fake fought because his friends don't think they're right for each other.
But they're already married.
In a fight last night. It's like, guess what? You didn't get in a fight last night.
No, you're also married with kids already. I have news for you. You don't live in Africa, actually. You're just visiting.
You don't live in Africa. You don't have to chew beef for the rest of your life.
Oh my God. I bet she's still chewing.
Yeah, she's probably still chewing. They weren't fighting. She was like, I was up chewing all night. He's a professional handball player. Now, this is the thing. When they told me he was a professional handball player, I'm like, guys, Me and Noelle were not professional handball
I'm
players.
Like, listen to me. When I was 15 years old, I ran the handball court. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's like I had a callus on my hand. Relax.
I was going to say my hand was full of calluses.
Yeah, I had one. But, yeah. You know, he was an ambidextrous handball player. So they're going there in the rain. And now, why are
they? But also, though, she's not going to tiptoe around his friends.
She's not going to tiptoe around them. But she is going to wear an entire uniform as if she's playing in the game.
Right. So I think they gave that to her, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I think they gave that to her to wear. But like, nobody else is wearing that. I don't know. It's weird.
So he had just gotten knee surgery. So he has his whole knee stabilization brace on.
Yeah. I was reading on Reddit that he just had the surgery like 2 months before the show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a fresh surgery. Now, when they say handball, they mean the opposite of football.
You know, that took me a minute.
Yeah. It's hand soccer.
So Tracy, I wrote down hand soccer. That is fully what I wrote down.
So here's, guys, I'm going to teach you. I'm very cultured. All right.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. So in other countries besides America, football is actually soccer.
Right. Well,
I know everyone's minds got blown because that is a very, very, very little known fact.
Yeah. No, nobody actually knows that.
Nobody actually knows except for me. So this is just handball. That's football. This is handball.
Yeah. Okay. That makes so much more sense now.
Which is very different than handball Americano.
Very different. Handball Americana is played in schoolyard. We circled Charles Park the other day, and I'm like, the memories that these handball courts bring back.
A lot of handballs. All right. So Emily is it Jacoby hurts his knee 5 minutes into this game.
Oh my God. He's already like limping.
Emily is like, hey, you should rest your knee. Mm-hmm. Please be careful. Mm-hmm. Sit down, whatever. So she's telling him this and she has a smirk on her face.
Yeah.
Because this is what the producers are telling her to say. They're like, go over there. Tell him verbatim. You shouldn't play. You need to sit.
You see, but you think that that's made up? Because I fully think that she is annoying as hell like that. And she would be like, babe, don't play.
Sure. This recording of it was staged.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when someone's acting?
Okay, yes. You know me, though. I hate to think. If I start to think that everything I watch is staged,
I'm sorry. It's real. She really said to her, this is not the second take. This is
That's
the first
really
take.
Her uniform.
She's really a football player. She's
listen,
on the Giants.
Valerie is eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm. And she's talking to her friends, his friends. Right. And he's like, everything okay?
This was just so like, yuck.
All right. So they talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, quote, you see my problem with the white lady?
But see, like, you know, I feel like you think that that's funny and you'd enjoy that. And I don't. I think that that's kind of annoying.
This is the thing. It's annoying. Yeah. They're married with two kids. LOL.
Okay. So watching this and the fact that she's annoyed about it just blows my mind. Because I would be like, oh, you're not going to be back here for like a long time.
Listen,
it doesn't
I'd
matter.
Exactly. I'd be like, oh, yeah, we're going to get divorced.
Right. Okay. We're going to get divorced because Valerie is mad I don't run your bath every day. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. It's so fun. But yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I think that's a good idea, Kobe. You should divorce me.
Right. Go ahead, Kobe.
Enjoy. Okay. So they're worried that he's going to marry a white woman. Now, I have another set of bad news for you.
What? Tell us.
He is married to the white lady.
Yeah. He also, his mother-in-law is a white lady.
Yeah.
His daughter is half a white lady.
Yeah. And that's already done. You don't have to worry.
So that's the thing.
It happened.
It's done already. He's not moving back. This isn't a maybe thing.
So she talks to his friends about how they don't like her. This is something I would do because I don't care.
See, that's the thing, though. I would never. I would be like, oh, hi, guys. I know that, like, I'm a white lady, but I hope you still like me.
Well, they don't really believe that white women are good wives.
Right. Thank you so much. That, like, but again, you think that that's amusing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's amusing at all.
I feel like I'm actually pretty bad at being a wife.
Right. You'd like, I never wash his underwear.
It's dirty. Look at him right now. That's the underwear he moved to America in.
Yeah, he's still got him on. He's ripe.
Oh, man. So usually women don't talk to their husbands in public like that.
Right, right. Because she was like, oh, don't play or whatever. And it's embarrassing for wives to do that, I guess.
I get it. I think I gave you the camera room before.
I just can't imagine. Here's the thing. I can't imagine. Matt has the problems playing hockey. Like, he has groin problems. If I tapped on the glass and was like, Matt, you should stop playing. You should. Do you really think you should be playing with your groin in this shape? Could you imagine? Like, that is embarrassing.
Maybe you should do it.
Yeah.
Try it out. Be a white lady.
He would actually murder me. You know, I'm going to embrace my inner whiteness.
Do it.
And do that.
Do it. Maybe I'll do it.
Oh, God, that would be so
funny.
I would probably
do that.
You would do that, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you would be like, when was the last time you guys got a checkup? I saw you limping out there.
Guess where we're going? The dentist.
I hope you guys have your PPOs.
Oh, God. So, listen, I like the rule of not talking to your husband in public or in private.
Yeah, you just don't want to talk.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have a problem because he's living in his in-law's house. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah. So do I, though.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't you talk to Kobe about that?
Right.
Kobe,
right,
you need to go buy a house.
I don't think they're there because of Emily.
Emily's not like, no, I only want to live with my parents.
Right, right.
Just saying.
Right. And so what I was reading, when I was reading about his knee, apparently he wasn't working for a few months, obviously, because of his knee. Right. So that's why they don't really have any money. But people are saying that they moved out now. I don't know if that's true, though.
We'll see. They probably live in the barn.
They might live in the barn. They live in a shack.
So he had a girlfriend in Cameroon when he was in China.
Right,
and he told Emily he was single. And all his friends are ratting him out.
But who cares?
I mean, listen, I'd be like, then let him get back with her. Where is she? Did she come to this foot handball
But that's
game?
The thing, right? This hand soccer game. If someone was like, hey, before Matt took your bartending class, like, he still had a girlfriend, I'd be like, wow, 13 years later, I care. I care. I'm going to break up.
Bad news. It's too late, guys.
Right. It's too late. He's trapped now. Sorry.
I did what I had to do.
But then she's like, are they lying? So who knows? Who cares?
Who cares? No one cares. Yeah. But I will say this.
Yeah.
They're starting this family. They have kids. It's not always very easy to be a parent.
No, absolutely not.
I know it. Trust me, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it does. Like, kids are on their own a little bit
more. Yeah, that's true.
But others don't. Like, having that conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. So I don't have kids. The closest thing I'll ever have to having a child is Noelle.
Yeah, that is very true. And you know what? I was not taught to manage my money.
Well, here we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spendings and savings while kids and teen build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores, customize your family's needs, and reward kids with allowance for a job well done.
I have to tell you, I think that's so smart.
Well, Noelle's been earning money.
I have. I've been doing chores.
You've been doing chores. You've been doing everything that you need to do. And I appreciate that. And I want you to learn a little bit about money. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate their life together. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/fiance. That's greenlight.com/fiance to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/fiance.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
I wish that was around when I was little, when I was younger.
Well, it's around now, and we're using it now.
We really are. It's in my wallet.
You're a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of good girls, let's talk about Jasmine and Gino.
All right. Speaking of good girls.
Gino's a good girl. Mm-hmm. So she's still running from the wedding pictures.
And he's calling her and she's ignoring him.
She's suffering. She wants to go back to Panama. And he's apologizing like a robot. He's like, I am sorry.
Well, he's like, I don't want you to think I like that. She's like, I think that you're not there for me. And he's like, why? I'm here for you.
Yeah, yeah, it's really very heartfelt.
Very convincing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now she's okay with everything because he apologized to her. Now she's like, I don't care if I ever see my kids again.
Well, yeah, but now he's like, okay. So he will fill out all the paperwork himself and have it checked by the lawyer. That's very smart. I have to tell you, that is a smarter idea.
It is a much smarter idea because most of the forms are not hard to fill out.
Right. And then it's like, if the lawyer looks over it, you know you're golden. I think that's so smart.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go out to eat on a date now.
And they haven't, like, I think, what have they? They've done one salad buffet. They've done one Sizzler.
They definitely went to, like, Ruby Tuesdays.
Definitely. Or Golden Corral.
Well, Ruby Tuesdays has coupons because I used to see them in the like, in the flyers. They would give us coupons for Ruby Tuesdays. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming they went to Ruby Tuesdays. They went to the salad buffet because Jasmine's vegan.
Yeah, right.
So obviously that's all she can eat is the salad buffet. And he's like, we went out to eat. She's like, yeah, we went to the all-you-can-eat salad buffet because you had coupons.
That's so
He's like, it
funny.
Wasn't just salad.
I bet he loves a buffet. Gino is a buffet guy.
Gino is a buffet.
Yeah.
She feels like she's dating the, quote, USA president. And honestly, I feel like she might be dating a few of them. It just depends on which one we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they're going to play the fettuccine game.
Okay, the Lady and the Tramp game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. She got a side salad and put it in her fettuccine because I saw iceberg lettuce.
Okay, so now he says you put your salad in your pasta. I didn't see the iceberg lettuce. I was wondering about it. I'm like, that looks like, is that bruschetta mix?
It was
like,
bruschetta.
What is this?
So they did, I guess they didn't have ketchup, so she took bruschetta. Okay, great.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a salad in it. I saw the leaves of the lettuce.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. On pasta. I want to know what originally was on the pasta.
I'm going
to
say,
like, what did she add to that? You think so?
Yeah,
I thought
maybe
it was
just
like a pesto.
No, I think it was more like either a primavera or a pomodoro.
Pomodoro. Sure.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know. Jasmine, answer us. We know you're listening.
You're listening. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, do you still want to have a baby?
And then he's like, you said that I wouldn't be a good father when you were angry with me.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I meant that.
Right. And she, okay. The only thing is she said that she had her kids in her 20s and now she's like in her late 30s. And it's like, your kids aren't teenagers. So I don't really think that that's true.
No, but she could have been, she's 37. So she could have been, she was in her 20s. So she could have been 27.
What, she's a 10-year-old? Does she have a 10-year-old?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, but then she's like, listen, kids take a lot of energy. Like, they take a lot of patience. They take all this stuff. And she knows that he doesn't have these qualities.
Right, but she also knows that she's not getting pregnant.
She knows she's not getting pregnant. And he's also like, why do you keep asking me the same question over and over and over again?
They're fun. What a great couple.
Oh, man.
All right, so moving on to Patrick and Thais.
This, I know you think is staged because we talk about it in the car.
Okay.
Again, I don't think this is staged.
He had knee surgery with Kobe.
Okay, what is this beginning Olympics that they have here? I forgot that he was like an Olympic guy.
An Olympic guy. I love it. The opening of this is amazing.
It was hilarious.
This is gold. This is gold.
Why is this child
magic?
So cute.
She's
too.
Very, very cute. Mm-hmm. So he was playing flag football. And guess what happened? Thais wasn't there to tell him to be careful and rest.
But the thing is, she said, like, they moved to Las Vegas and then he ruined everything.
Yeah,
he
funny.
Ruined everything. I don't think that that's funny. See,
yeah,
I don't find her funny. She repels me.
You like her eyebrows?
Yeah. I love her eyebrows. Her hair is very nice too. I think she could do with a little bit of layering, maybe a side part, but I love her eyebrows.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go to Brazil. She hasn't been there in 2 years. And they met when he was there visiting his dad. I totally forgot about this.
I know, right? You forget all of this stuff.
She had not told her dad that they were getting married. And her dad said, no, they cannot get married. You do not have my blessing.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think it's gross, though? He's like, I'm Patrick. This is my hot wife, Thais. And then
gross.
But then when he met her, he told all his friends,
yeah,
I got a 10. I got a 10. Yeah. You're a loser. He's a pig. Puts everything on look on looks.
He's a pig.
Yeah, he puts everything on looks. It's gross. Yeah. Well, it's also
Gino doesn't.
It's not even. See, here's the thing. I think Gino's a pig. I think Patrick is pathetic. That's the difference.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So she got pregnant. They moved to Vegas, and this baby is now eating broccoli soup.
God, this baby is so cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
He's John...
like, dang, she really liked that broccoli.
John shows up, and they put John on the couch in between them in the confessional.
Oh my God, Tracy. And he's in shorts and they're like riding up. It's so funny. I love that they can't even sit separately.
Oh God, it's very so funny. So he's engaged and John wants to come to Brazil because he heard that there was going to be a party. Now he's engaged. Is this woman going to let him go to Brazil? Or does
I was thinking too. Like, does he have to take her? Right.
Yeah, probably her and Willow.
River.
Whatever. Thais does not want him to come. And she said that he's inviting himself. Now, also, his dad lives there. It's John's dad too, right?
Right. I think so. I'm not 100%. But regardless, Patrick and him are so close. Yeah, so why can't he go?
You're having
him?
A baby party. Let him go to the baby party.
Yeah, who cares? Obviously, Patrick wants him to go and he's afraid to tell her that.
She's like, fine, whatever.
Because she's like, do you want him to go? And he's like, well, I'm trying to see it from both sides.
Okay. Speaking of seeing it from both sides.
Okay, Tracy, I do want to preface this by saying my mind is a changing in this couple.
Okay. I'm not saying
that
where my mood stands today is a good place to stand. But right. I do see how we got there.
Yeah, okay. Same. High five. Yes, I agree.
Okay. So she's going to go to dinner with friends. He's supposed to come, but he won't come. And because she was showing her back a little bit. And she tells them, he's not coming because he wants to get a divorce.
Okay. First of all, her friends are wasted. Number one, fully
her friends,
her friend Olha, because that's how she spells it instead of Olga. It's Olha.
All right. Well, let me tell you something. Like, that was definitely her real name, Olha, because that's what I would have, if I didn't know her name, I would have called her Olha.
Leslie Olha and Julian.
Okay. These friends.
Yeah. They're whacked.
This is like, where do you think they all met?
Okay, here's the thing. She goes, Leslie and I have been friends for 10 years or over 10 years. Olga is my friend from the Ukraine. Did they meet in the Ukraine or is that just her friend who happens to be from the Ukraine?
Okay.
Double entendre.
Sure.
And then Julian is Olga's husband.
I think they met after the pool game. Just
what
at a bar.
Pool game? Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you. Especially Leslie.
I think they met after they all got their stomachs pumped at the hospital.
Because Nicole fits right in with them.
Yes, she does. Because I don't think she does. And then you watch this episode and you're like, oh, yeah. They met in the drunk tank.
Don't you find this interesting too? Like, he was complaining, I guess, about her outfit. She showed like a little dollop of Daisy on her necklace, on her back. She has on leggings underneath her dress and she has on cowboy boots.
Yeah.
So why didn't she just put on a tank top or something?
Could have really solved everything.
Put on like unitard underneath. You can't put on.
Just do a full unitard then.
But that's what I'm saying.
Put
it's
on
so
your
burkini. Put on the hat.
You know what? Put on a burlap sack, Nicole. There's something wrong with you too.
Right. Fully.
Okay. So her friends are so upset for her. So each one of them gives her different advice that has nothing to do with any of the other advice.
And everyone calls him Mahmood. Everyone. Yes.
So they want to go to the house. Now, this is like
the worst idea ever.
Here's the thing. You and I are not drug addicts.
Yeah.
But I would assume that if we had done a lot of drugs when we were younger, I could see us doing a lot of drugs or drinking a lot maybe and then being like, you know, it would be funny.
Yes.
If we went to your house and woke your parents up.
Right. If we went to your house and got in bed with your dad.
Right.
Right.
Like that would be so fun, right?
Right. You think he would be fine with it, right?
I totally think he would love it.
Right. I think he loves us. He would think it was so funny. He would love to see you.
I'm like, what is happening here?
Right. Because only people who are drinking and on drugs could possibly think this is a good idea.
Yes. Okay. She said, quote, My friends deeply want to meet him.
Deeply. And they just keep getting drunker and drunker. So, okay. Just real quick. So she went to Egypt. He was like, listen, this is how I was raised. This is my culture. This is what I would like from you. And I want you to accept it because this is my culture.
She's like, not only will I accept it, I convert.
Right. But then she won't do anything. She's like, I do not accept this. I won't change myself. I won't change myself. He comes here and she's like, you have to accept my culture right now. That's why I will not cover up my dollop on my back. Like, you have to accept my culture right now, 24 hours after being here. Not calling the guy back, huh?
Not only do you have to accept my culture, we're going to hit the ground running.
Right. Right.
Okay. So they go in separate Ubers.
Yeah. Which I thought was very weird. Right. Okay.
And they think
they probably had to go to the dealer's house first. That's why
they definitely did. They're like, we're going to pick up a baggie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we'll meet you at the house. And she's like, okay, cool. She's like, but I won't go in until you guys are there. I'm not.
Yeah. I'll wait outside for you. Yes. Right.
They think this is so funny.
They're giggling. They're so happy. They're giddy.
Okay. She doesn't know what mood he's going to be in.
I mean, I know what mood he's not going to be in.
I have an inkling.
Right.
All right. So they go into the house. Right. He's sitting up in a full outfit.
Right. Well, he sleeps in his clothes.
Thank God he sleeps in his clothes because they go into the bedroom. They are wasted.
Thank God he's not sleeping in those vintage boxers. She got him.
His used boxers.
Oh, God.
Thank God he's in a sweater and jeans.
Yes.
They are loud. They want a party. They want some tequila and some vodka
that she has in the house. He doesn't even know there's alcohol in the house.
He is so upset. And she does feel uncomfortable pouring the drinks, but she's just a good hostess.
She's like, but I'm just going to drink a good... She goes, but that's my culture. This is a part of my culture.
This is your culture?
Tequila is your culture?
A tequila culture? What are you... Yeah. You're Mexican now?
Tequila culture. That's our culture.
Would you grow up on spring break?
Oh, man.
Okay. So she's going to have a soda water. Is that your culture? Are you my grandmother?
When she said soda water, I'm like, excuse me? You must have be a wasted. What? A soda water.
And then she goes, something like, aren't you so glad we're here? And he goes, quote, yeah, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's trying. He is trying. Okay. He could have been a real shittier sport about this.
Okay. So now the guy asks him why he didn't come. And he goes, oh, I'm really tired. And she goes, he's an effing liar. And yeah, I'm like, Nicole is not having soda water.
But that's what I'm saying. Nicole is having full vodka water.
She's
here.
Having Vicodin water.
Yeah, she is.
She's having some kind of water that is silly and some water that I would not drink.
Yeah, I would not be having this water. No.
No. Mm-mm. She cannot hide her feelings. He said that they had a little fight. And she goes, a little fight? You wanted a divorce. And then she called him a hateful little...
Oh, yeah. Tracy bleeps.
I didn't know what she... No, they bleeped her.
A hateful little fuck, she called him.
Okay.
No, I know. But it's like, what? What are you doing? You are like, I have news for you. We don't really talk about it like this way. Not us, but just in general. Like, that's abusive. Like, she's being abusive towards him.
You're being a bad girl.
But that's it. I mean, you're being a mean drunk towards him is what you're really being. But like... You're pushing so much on him. And this guy has never been away from his mother a day in his life. He's losing his mind. What are you doing? Like, I don't condone anything that he's done. I actually think that he's a piece of garbage for this whole domestic violence thing. But like, I see what's happening here.
She's like, hey, Mahmood, why don't you come out into the living room? We got an eight ball.
Right. You have a fentanyl strip. You want to see how they work? I have tests. This is what we do here in America. This is my culture.
This is my culture.
This eight ball is my culture.
This is my culture.
Mm-hmm.
Come out into the kitchen.
You want to try? Do you have a dollar bill? Do you have an Egyptian dollar bill? I've never done with an Egyptian bill.
Mahmood, this is my culture.
We're merging cultures.
We're merging your cultures. Money and we're going to do cocaine and you're going to pray in your jeans.
God, this guy must be hot all the time.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They said that it hadn't been sunny in LA. So
yeah, I don't know. That's probably when you were there.
I was going to say, I think I was there.
Yeah.
It was like hailing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on to Ashley and Manuel.
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not great with languages. Manuel doesn't even really try.
No, he doesn't want to try. He doesn't care to.
I mean, even the way he said Empire State Building, she's like trying to make him repeat it. He's like,
He's like, Empire State. And then she's like, building. And he just looks at her.
Yeah. He's like, no, thank you. I don't like that.
Yeah.
All right. So he's hangry.
Right. He's hungry. He's not in the mood for her. She's being annoying and he's hungry and tired.
They're meeting Jonathan at 7 p.m.
Right.
But they both need to shower. They just got to the hotel. They both need to shower. Noelle.
Yeah.
You know, they took a 40 minute flight, right?
Okay. Right. So I'm like, unless they connected 35 times for price.
Did they walk? I mean,
from Rochester, like, you guys are 1 minute away from us.
You could have driven. You were gonna drive on his motorcycle,
right, but you couldn't come here. You're gonna be here on his moped.
But you can't. You need to shower. You haven't eaten in days.
But that's what I mean, like, hello, if you ate a peanut butter and jelly before you left your house, you would still be
hungry.
Full.
You right, can't even be possibly
you
hungry.
Would still be full.
You have to shower? What did you do?
I know. It's so ridiculous.
Was the window open on the plane?
They must have connected somewhere.
How many? I mean,
they connected in Newark.
And then they got back on the plane, flew back to Rochester. Uh-huh. And then they came back here. Then they went to Philly. Then they came back. They went to DC. They came
back.
That's
the only explanation.
And then they went to Buffalo and they came back.
Yeah. And then now they're here.
Well, welcome, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm so hungry. She's like, all right, I have to make coffee. Now, I'm going to tell you something. As an avid traveler.
Yeah.
You're going to make coffee in the hotel room?
It's the nastiest coffee.
It's not only the nastiest coffee. People like pee in the coffee makers.
Oh. Well, you should have told me that when I went to that wedding a few months ago, because I drank a lot of fucking hotel coffee that time.
So what? What?
I never peed in there. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't ever use the ice bucket either.
No, that I know. I know not to use the ice bucket.
Don't
I wouldn't even use the ice machine.
No, I mean,
like,
I
unless you want to like put something in ice.
I sleep in my car in the parking lot of the hotel.
Yeah, right. I take all the bedding off.
I hang myself from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. I'm still there.
All right. So he's like, I'm so hungry. We have to take showers. She's like, all right, let me pull cards now. Let me make coffee. Let me pull cards.
God,
maybe
she is annoying.
Take a shower.
I like how she's like,
Ashley,
he's throwing a tantrum because he's hungry.
Ashley, go in the shower.
Stop pulling cards.
Go in the shower. Pull the cards while he's showering.
Right. Why are you doing that now? Pull it with your coffee and your cards while he's showering.
Didn't she say she was going to do that while he showered?
Yes.
Okay. Why is he just laying there?
I don't know, because he's probably like, woman, you go first.
Okay. So now she's pulling cards.
Mm-hmm.
And he's praying to the gods for food.
God, I love him. He's like, God, maybe God will send me a piece of bread.
All right. So they go. They're in Long Island City, I think they're staying. But they're going to Jackson Heights for dinner.
I love that for them. Jackson Heights I've eaten at so many places there. Delicious.
Do you know who lives in Jackson Heights?
Who? Tell me, Tracy.
Because
I do know.
Our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki
Clippies lives in Jackson Heights. I bet you that he watched this and he was like, hell yeah, represent.
Well,
they
went to the Barzola restaurant.
Right.
37th Avenue in Jackson Heights. It's known for its chicken, comma, dinner, comma, Ecuadorian.
Oh, it's known for its Ecuadorian. Okay.
And also for its dinner. And also for its chicken.
Wow.
So they went to Barzola and it's like a bar with a, you know, Ecuadorian flair. It's a traditional Ecuadorian restaurant and morphs into a late night club on the weekends with dancing and karaoke.
There's so many places over there like that, like Roosevelt Avenue.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I went to eat on this place on 8/26/2018, and I won't recommend to no one to go to this restaurant service. And then it says no good service. And I get it.
Sounds like Applebee's.
So we meet up with Jonathan. Okay.
And also he said that they celebrate the Ecuadorian Independence Day August 10th.
Noelle's birthday.
Yep.
Guess who goes to the Ecuadorian parade?
Nikki Clippies does.
Nikki Clips. And also, if you guys watched, we have a clip mm-hmm. where we're talking about the guinea pigs.
Yes, we do.
And Nick shows a picture of him at the Ecuadorian parade with the guinea pig in the guinea pig costume.
I love that for us.
It's probably an American person or a human person in the guinea pig.
I'm pretty sure it's a human person.
Yeah, I don't think it's a guinea pig in a guinea pig costume. Sorry, guys. I got confused. It's not like 20 guinea pigs in a costume.
Yeah, it's like a Clayton and Anal Eye clip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just saying, it just might be. So, what are you doing this year? It's probably a different day. It's not the 10th always.
Sure.
Should we go?
Let's go. It'll probably be, there's some delicious food.
Some delicious food. There's some
nighttime dancing.
I mean, we're going to go in the day. We'll get tan in the street.
Get tan in the street and eat some chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They're known for their chicken.
Sure. And their dinner.
They're known for their chicken, their dinner, and the Ecuadorians.
So he wants to stay for the parade.
Right. Okay. Listen, this is probably the first time he's been comfortable the whole time.
Oh my God, Ashley, go home.
Right. But also, Ashley, you guys live so close that it's like you could take him there all the time.
Eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go home.
Go eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go home. I like that he's like, listen, you go live your life. I'll live my life here. Very funny.
Yes.
So he's like, that's how I view marriage too.
That's how marriage is the best, mm-hmm. like that. So he's on his phone all the time, and she said he has secrets. And he's like, and she asked Jonathan, like his mm-hmm. friend is going to rat him out. Does he still talk to the mother of his kids? Now, here's the thing, and you know the problem I have with this.
Uh-huh. Tell me.
Why doesn't he talk to the mother of his kids?
She's jealous. She doesn't want him to. Even though, obviously, there's nothing
if
wrong
I was
with that.
Married to
of
a
course.
Man that had children.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't speak to the mother of his children.
Yeah.
I would divorce him.
I was watching, I'm pretty sure, I was a TikTok, but it was like middle of the night TikTok. And you know, I love Teffy so much.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, no. If I was with someone and they were married, I would be like calling her and be like, did you pick up your kid today? Like, yeah. We would be best friends. Yes. Yeah, that's the way it should be. So you're mad that he would talk to his baby mama?
Why wouldn't he talk to his baby mama?
Right. Why shouldn't he be talking? They have
I don't think it's
together.
His kids aren't like in their 20s.
Well, that's what it is. His kids are like, I think, early teens, maybe,
yeah,
or something.
You should be talking to the mother of your children many times a week.
But also, like, you think your friend is going to rat you out? And let me tell you something. He should be like, he has never spoken to her a day in his life. I don't even know
even
how
met
she
her.
Got pregnant. Right.
He's never even met her.
I don't
She's
even
dead.
Know how she got pregnant. He just threw it at her.
She's dead.
She's dead. That's what happened. She's dead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to say anything. Jonathan doesn't want to stir the pot. Mm-hmm. But he finds out, like, he tells the cameras that his Manuel's ex mm-hmm. asks about Manuel after the wedding, but he doesn't want to tell Ashley because he doesn't want to get her upset. So he's just going to say it on the television when
right.
No one can
so
hear
he's
him.
Just going to tell everyone. So when this airs, Ashley will know. I love when you say the television.
So she's like claiming that he's lying and then he's talking to other people and he's like, she comes to my phone to go to sleep.
And he goes, I don't have a social life. At least let me have a social life on my phone.
Okay. He's like, yeah, I talked to my friends in Ecuador. Hello.
Yeah, so who cares?
You're out here brujerying.
Right. You're out here pulling tarot cards at the dinner table.
Yeah. You're spinning. You're a spin doctor.
Because she's like, they're never wrong. Honey, tarot cards are subjective. They could be wrong.
Never.
So stop being weird. Yeah. Mm-mm. But she's, you know, the number one brujeria.
She's the number one tarot.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your mom says it. Tarot.
Oh, yeah. She says tarot, right?
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot.
All right. Moving on to keep that energy for Sophie
okay.
and Mom.
All right.
They're fighting over Callum?
Yeah, Callum.
Callum. Okay. So they dated mm-hmm. for a month when they were 15.
They've never had sex. They kissed.
Okay. They're watching. Her friends are watching him yell.
Right.
And Callum is smiling. He loves
this. He loves
this.
Yeah. He's like, hopefully they break up. I still like her.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. I like how they keep saying exes. We're not exes. We're not exes. We're not exes.
I know. But it's like, but here's the thing, Callum, this is your fault. You didn't have to say anything.
Yes. So Rob's ex ended up with her male BFF. And now he's so upset.
Shut up, Rob. So he's triggered, basically. But here's the thing. I would get it if they dated when they were 20. Like, just because she's like 23.
I know, but
they
also,
dated when they
Callum,
were 13.
Shut up.
Yeah, Callum, shut up.
Well,
mm-hmm.
he goes over to Rob and he's like, hey, guys.
Mm-hmm. It just, this seems to be getting heated.
And Rob's like, okay, you can go sit back down.
I know. That was funny. He's like, oh, you can go inside now.
He's like, yeah, my shirt is open. Don't do this with me.
Yeah, please. I'm not in the mood to tussle.
So she apologizes. And then Callum's talking to the camera and he's like, oh, I would totally date her again.
Yeah, he was being sleazy.
So Rob leaves. Mm-hmm. And then they meet up, what, the next day to go see the bats at the South Congress Bridge.
So they go from a bathing suit to a puffer vest.
Yeah.
She's in like full on winter gear. Yesterday they were at the pool.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's the next day. Mm-hmm.
He said that Sophie scares him, not bats.
Oh, yeah. Sophie scares her. She has such a hold on me.
Well, shut don't up. Worry. She told
Callum. Also, he sees her. He doesn't smile. He goes, hey, Soph.
He's never smiled in his life.
Ever. Not once.
Mm-mm, not even when he gets Mm-mm. tickled.
No.
She told Callum that he can't be in her life as much anymore because him and Rob don't really get along.
I mean, I have to tell you. So that's she says that that's her male best friend or that's her best friend. That's crazy to me to do that. If you guys are really best friends.
They're not.
Right. Because if also, you guys are really best friends,
she's like,
that's
you
crazy.
Know what I did? I told him that he has to go back to Europe because.
Right. Because he lives there.
Because he lives.
Right. Because he doesn't live here and he was just here to visit.
Mm-hmm. So I told him, if you respect Rob, you'll go back home after your vacation's over.
Right. And you'll get on the plane back home
uh-huh.
to where you live.
Because Rob wants you to.
Only if you respect Rob, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't respect Rob, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. And then we could only talk on the phone. We're not going to see each other until you come back here.
Right. We won't see each other in person until your next trip to America, where you come and see me like personally.
Again. And then we tell Rob the same thing again.
Yeah. And then it's just a circle jerk.
So she's going to move back in with him tomorrow.
But like, she just goes from nothing to something. So the meaner he is, and I feel bad because mm-hmm. she's young, because the meaner he is, the more she's dying for him to like
yes.
love her and like be nice to her.
You know how I know? Because she overlines her lips more and more each episode.
Tracy, she's overlining her lips. Her eyeliner is extending down her face.
I mean, it's going temple to temple.
It's going temple to temple.
Her lipstick right now is just on her face.
She is pouring olive oil all over her face.
All over it. The parts in her wig are zigs and zags. She even did the roots. She did the roots of the
grew. Oh, I know she did. Now she's like, instead of parting her hair, she's putting sunglasses in her wig. That's her new accoutrement.
Yes. She's like, this is getting bad.
Yeah, this is better. I could just cover it with mm-hmm. sunglasses.
She's like, this is going to be a baseball cap wig kind of day.
Yeah, okay,
she's like,
that
I want to look like the sexy decoy
from Maury Povich.
No, from To Catch a Predator.
Oh, okay.
Imagine
well, same thing.
Imagine her with a baseball cap on, and she's like,
I could.
Hey, I got cookies and lemonade right there. I'm just going to get the laundry.
Bye.
That's what she looks like.
Oh, Tracy.
I'm just saying.
Lauren and Alexi next week.
She bought her wig from a magic shop.
Okay, but that's the thing. Where is this wig from? Because you are rich, apparently. You couldn't get a better wig than this.
Everyone's like, her hair is so damaged. I'm like, also, her wig is so damaged.
There's also, I see, so, okay, we live in New York. Mm-hmm. There's Orthodox Jewish women everywhere. They mm-hmm. wear wigs. Mm-hmm. Most of them, you wouldn't even know they're wearing wigs.
Okay, so also, around the corner from my house,
mm-hmm.
there is a hairstylist that does wigs mostly.
Uh-huh.
Which is very scary the first time you pass it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. We talk of a lot of headless things on these podcasts.
It's total like styrofoam head and then the wig on it. And the guy's like doing their hair. Like, I wonder if he talks to them.
Definitely, I would. I'd massage
like, so,
their heads.
What have you been? A little head massage in the sink?
Yeah.
He's like, it's good for the scalp simulation. Wow, Noelle. Wow. All right. Well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
This was great. This was fun.
This was great and fun.
I had a great time. And I'm really grateful that everyone's listening to us.
Everyone's listening to us. We love you guys a lot. You know what to do.
Follow us at all the places, 90 Day Podcast mm-hmm. on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm Trixie Chuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming tour dates. I might be coming to a city near you.
You never know.
There's no way to know except for going to TracyCarnazzo.com. But make sure you follow the show actually on TikTok at Trash Talk Podcast as well.
Mm-hmm. do it. Follow, go listen to Recycled too, because you love us.
You love us. Go listen to Recycled. Go listen to 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life. We're still doing the towels.
It's never ending.
I heard there's part 40.
I believe it. I'm going to be fully gray by the time this finishes. It's crazy.
Our children are going to be in college by the time it finishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, maybe.
Goodbye.
Bye.